Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, October 17, 2022, through Friday, October 21st, 2022. Monday, October 17, 2022. Leader of Brooklyn-based Eastern European Organized Crime Syndicate extradited from Switzerland to face racketeering and other charges. The alleged leader of an organized crime syndicate suspected of operating in New York was extradited from Switzerland to face criminal charges. Victor Zellinger, also known as Vitya and Vityok, the alleged leader of an Eastern European organized crime syndicate that operated in Brighton Beach, Sheepshead Bay, and Coney Island, neighborhoods of Brooklyn, and was linked to high-level Russian mafia members known as Thieves in Law, or Thieves, was extradited from Switzerland to the United States on a 9-count superseding indictment. Zellinger is charged with racketeering, racketeering conspiracy, arson, arson conspiracy, illegal gambling conspiracy, extortionate collection of credit, and 2 counts of extortionate collection of credit conspiracy. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Tuesday, October 18, 2022. Lowell Nurse pleads guilty to $100 million home health care fraud and kickback scheme. Winnie Waruru pleaded guilty on September 8, 2022, to 1 count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, 1 count of healthcare fraud, aiding and abetting, 1 count of conspiracy to pay and receive kickbacks, 2 counts of making false statements, and 1 count of making a false statement in a healthcare matter. According to the indictment, from January 2013 to January 2017, Newton was part owner and operator of Arbor Home Care Services, LLC. Waruru was a licensed practical nurse employed as a home health nurse at Arbor. Waruru and allegedly Newton engaged in a conspiracy to use Arbor to defraud MassHealth and Medicare out of at least $100 million by committing health care fraud and paying kickbacks to induce referrals. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Wednesday, October 19, 2022. Ashgrove woman sentenced to $1.3 million theft tax scheme. Carrie Lee Long was sentenced to federal court for a wire fraud scheme in which she embezzled more than $362,000 from her Springfield, Missouri employer and also failed to pay nearly $1 million in business payroll taxes and personal income taxes. Long used her position as an in-house accountant for the companies and her access to the company's check stock to regularly write checks against the company's bank accounts for unauthorized payments to herself. Long stole money from companies by filling in unauthorized amounts on some pre-signed checks and making such checks payable to herself. Long also stole money from the companies by forging signatures on the company's checks, filling in unauthorized amounts on the checks, and making such checks payable to herself. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Thursday, October 20th, 2022. Florida businessman pleads guilty in 3 cases involving conspiracies to commit healthcare fraud, pay and receive lawful kickbacks, and money laundering. Daniel Hurt pleaded guilty to 1 count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, pay and receive unlawful kickbacks, and commit money laundering as charged in a criminal information filed in the Western District of Pennsylvania on July 26, 2022, 1 count of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud as charged in a criminal information filed in the District of New Jersey on August 31, 2022, and 1 count of conspiracy to pay and receive kickbacks as charged in a second superseding indictment filed in the Southern District of Florida. Hurt and his co-conspirators directed patient recruiters and the telemedicine services to send thousands of medically unnecessary prescriptions to Executive Pharmacy. After filing the prescriptions, the pharmacy would bill the patient's insurance plans thousands of dollars for the compounded medications. Once the pharmacy received payments for the prescriptions, the pharmacy would then pay a kickback to Hurt and his co-conspirators. Hurt and his co-conspirators would then pay kickbacks to the patient recruiters. Executive Pharmacy paid Optima MD millions of dollars during the scheme. Money generated by the prescriptions for medically unnecessary compounded medications. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2022. Friday, October 21st, 2022. 5 current or former IRS employees charged with defrauding federal COVID-19 relief programs. 5 current or former IRS employees have been charged with schemes to defraud the Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, and Economic Injury Disaster Loan, EIDL, program, federal stimulus programs authorized as part of the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act. Brian Salisbury, Courtney Quinch, Westmoreland, Fatina Hewitt, Roderick DeMarco White II, and Tina Humes were charged in connection with schemes to defraud federal COVID-19 relief programs. They allegedly did not use the loan funds for purposes authorized by the PPP or EIDL program. Instead, funds are suspected to have been used for cars, luxury goods, and personal travel, including trips to Las Vegas. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2022. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.